Ogunjobi.
He did not play.
He didn't play. He was suspended. But Ogunjobi, I can say it. Ogunjobi, my bad. Ogunjobi.
What's up, everybody? That's Kevin Conley.
That's Anthony Sellers.
And this is
Browns in Our blood.
I thought you were going to do it. I really did.
Professional football is the worst. It's the worst.
He's just mad because his Raiders got blown out.
Professional football is dumb.
Worse than what the Dolphins got blown out.
Shut up. So, the Browns won. It's here for the Browns. We're super pumped for the Browns, right?
Yeah, we are.
Third in the AFC North. 41-24 over the Miami Dolphins. No surprises there. Anthony, what were your thoughts on the game?
We needed this as, like, a big win. You know, just needed to be able to handle business. And that's what they did. But, no, it was actually, I liked what I saw for, you know, most of the game and stuff. There was a little bit in the third quarter where they kind of went stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, you know, they finished the game out quick, and then Chubb had over 100 yards again.
Kareem Hunt had his first touchdown as a Brown.
Schobert had two more interceptions.
Schobert was a beast, man.
They need to pay him.
That man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pay him.
Yeah, Schobert looked incredible. I watched the highlights. I didn't see any football because I was driving home yesterday. So I had to watch the highlights. The Raiders got blown out while I drove home. So the Browns look fantastic. Like, it's the Dolphins, first and foremost. But that is, in my opinion, I think that's the way the offense should work all the time.
Yes.
That's what is fantasized in all of our heads, obviously.
Yes.
Odell Beckham Jr., first touchdown as a Brown?
Second.
Second touchdown as a Brown, big catches. Lots of crucial pass interference calls that moved the ball down the field for them. Chubb was a beast again. Like you said, Baker looked good. His only interception came on a
pass that was a little bit behind.
Yeah, it was a weird interception.
It got tipped off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, well, Odell had 6 for 84, right?
Let's see.
I think it was 6 for 84, and then Jarvis had like 10 or 11 catches.
Was that his first game against the Dolphins since he got traded?
No, I think so.
He went nuts, man. He had a chip on his shoulder. He had a lot to prove. He's like, look what y'all gave up. And Jarvis is balled out, man. Jarvis was excellent. I mean, 10 catches, 148 yards, 2 touchdowns. Beckham had 6 for 84. Chubb had some big catches out of the backfield as well. So when they were on, which is most of the game, they were moving that ball. And that's what it was all about, man. And that defense. Can we talk more about the defense? Sure. I apologize to Steve Wilkes. I'm an idiot. I said it on the podcast. I'm saying it here. I was wrong about Steve Wilkes. I jumped the gun. I don't know how I feel about Freddie Kitchens right now. I said my piece, and I'm just going to leave it there. But, man, that defense came out inspired. Ogunjobi.
He did not play.
He didn't play. He was suspended. But Ogunjobi, I can say it. Ogunjobi. My bad. Ogunjobi.
No. But yeah.
Inspired football.
Yeah, the defense looked good. Like, you could tell that they stayed focused throughout the week given the big distraction that was going on.
Was there a big distraction?
No, I don't think there was.
I don't think so either. But finally got fined, though. Damn. Only $50,000. Probably because his salary is so small. Oh, you said all the distractions.
Yeah, with the defensive line and stuff, like they really played well. I mean, you can't take too much because it is the Dolphins, and they got a lot of just undrafted free agents that are starting and playing significant time for them.
Found out a fact. Youngest team in the NFL, and guess who's third?
The Browns. Well, right, but like the fact that they have almost like an expansion era roster. I mean, let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
But you still, in those situations, you got to do what you got. You got to take care of business and handle it, and that's what the Browns did this week. So,
I mean, it was a crucial game. It was a good opponent for them to go against with everything that happened last week.
Yes.
Someone that they could go out and really show their stuff against, take their mind off of all the off-field distractions. And it's a solid win to get them back in playoff position, which they needed. Two-game winning streak.
Three-game winning streak.
And they're back in the playoff hunt. And I mean, they weren't out of it before, but I mean, as you said when you and E did the Freddy Kitchens episode, y'all were talking about how mathematically you were still in it. Now you really look to be in it,
they're still on the outside looking in, but they're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Which is something that's needed. And with this game coming up, it's a huge game.
And like most importantly, they're still undefeated in AFC North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this next game, the Steelers coming up, is a huge game. I'm ready to talk about that if you're ready.
Let's go. All right, so first and foremost, we already did all this talking. Eric Jordan is enjoying some Texas weather right now. So I'm filling in for Eric Jordan. He couldn't even do a video, so he's sad not to be here, especially after the Browns' third straight win. Isn't this the longest win streak in Browns in our blood history?
Yes, I think.
It's got to be. I'm going to clap it up for the Browns anyway. You know why? Because the Browns were... I watched, shout out to Dylan, who does the Silver and Black Way. It's similar to this show on YouTube. I've been watching his Raiders stuff, and he just cussed the Raiders out for 3 minutes, and it was amazing. So shout out to him. I was like, oh, man, we were awful, because I didn't see anything. I didn't even want to look at the highlights once I saw the score. But then I looked at the Browns highlights, and I was like, yeah, you go, Browns. Go, Baker. Hell yeah. That's how you stand in the pocket. Make some moves. You know, look at you, Odell. Looking like you actually would have been in Cleveland. That's what's up. I mean, there was a lot of good things, and it all leads to this so real matchup here in Week 13.
Yes.
The vaunted Pittsburgh Steelers. And that's my terrible boomer voice.
That was pretty bad.
It was bad. That's why they don't pay any boomer bucks.
Anyways.
It's just a big matchup. It's... arguably, it might be the biggest game in the AFC North at this point with the Ravens doing so well. I mean, this is a big game for both teams. Both teams are in playoff contention still. They had to pull Rudolph in order to win last week against the Cincinnati Bengals. So there's just a lot going on, man. Like, the Browns look like... their offense is finally clicking, their defense is clicking, they're coming in strong, and they have the Steelers who barely got across the finish line last week. And then you saw what happened on Thursday night before the last 10 seconds. Did you see what happened two Thursdays ago?
I did.
The Steelers lost. Yeah. And I have a feeling that we're going to see similar results, man.
I think it's going to be a close game.
Very emotional.
I think this one's going to be a lot closer because the Steelers are going to want to prove that they can actually hang with us. And then on top of that, I think that even though they won't say it, they're going to be out for blood.
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously.
If TJ Watt gets an open hit on Baker, he's going to take that extra, like give a little extra to it. You know he is. Same with Bud Dupree. It's just the way they're built, the way their whole mindset and stuff. You know they're going to do it. So I think the team's got to be prepared for that. They got to be ready to find a way to contain TJ Watt again, like they did the last game. They did pretty well.
They did an excellent job.
Yeah, I mean, overall, you can't. Yeah. I mean,
you can't completely stop them.
No, but you can kind of keep them
in check.
In check, yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So hopefully they can somehow do that. I saw something, a comment from a guy somewhere, I forget where, about running outside zones and stuff, like running more outside instead of just in between the hashes, thinking that we can't do that against Pittsburgh. But I was confused because the way he brought it up is after a Miami game where Chubb had over 100 yards rushing.
Again.
You know, he's averaging 105, 106 yards a game the whole season. He's second in the league in rushing. It doesn't matter where you get your yards from running. If you stay ahead of the chains and keep the pace, why does it matter?
That's what makes a good running back.
Yeah, and they are running, they are running like outside zones and stuff. Like you can see the trap and zone plays.
Yeah, lot of Hunt stuff goes to the outside.
Yeah, a lot of his starts like where it's to the outside and kick back, and like a lot of Chubb's big runs have been like that, just waiting for that hole to open up in some kind of a zone run. So
Carrying dudes yesterday, Nick Chubb was. Carrying dudes yesterday, Dolphins players, he was.
Yeah, well, that's every game. He did it in the Steelers game, too. And that's the other thing. Like, you got Hunt and Chubb, which is basically the same back. The only difference is they use Hunt more as a wide receiver, and he catches more. So, but they're both just power backs.
And every week, Hunt gets more acclimated to the offense, and it's showing. You can tell the teams really don't have anything for that backfield.
Nah. And then we should get Njoku back this week. So that'll be good. I think...
I saw that.
He could have played. I really think he could have played this week, but they decided to want to keep him, make sure he was 100% and not do anything to re-aggravate
Carlson,
his wrist.
Carlson caught a touchdown this week again, didn't he?
No,
he just had a long catch. Sorry. Eric would say, I want Njoku on the field. I want to get that talent out there. And I was like, I completely get it, man, but... Yeah. Big picture, maybe if anything seems off and it's like snap count, like he ain't gonna do y'all no good only doing what, let's say 30 plays. That's not what you need him for. Especially if he only gets like two targets. Y'all need him to go out there and be healthy.
Exactly. So I think that's they saved him for even though they brought him back off IR, it was just they still saved him for this game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm expecting a close game, and I expect it to be a lot closer than what it felt like.
1 p.m. game, man. So the main slate is going to be going down in Pittsburgh.
They might not have James Conner this week either, from what I read. It sounded like his injury, whatever, that got re-aggravated at the beginning of our game or whatever.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago. He's taking time with that. So he might not, But they had a running back that they just signed off of a practice squad from another team that played well against Cincy, so we'll see where that goes.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see if they play Rudolph or Hodges at QB.
I'm not too concerned about y'all's running defense, though. I know that y'all have your moments, but I really feel like that unit is playing really well, and honestly, the whole Myles Garrett incident might have brought that whole defensive unit closer. And you get Ogunjobi. Ogunjobi back. Oh, wow. And you get Ogunjobi back, which is huge. You know, one game suspension.
Yeah, because having him and then with Lawrence and Sheldon Richardson, that'll help out. And actually, the two that they signed, the two defensive ends they brought up from the practice squad, played well against Miami. One of them had a sack.
Get them reps, man.
Yeah, one had a sack. Another one had a tackle for loss, but not a sack. Okay. So.
Yeah, excellent work by the Browns this week. And the Steelers game, I'm looking forward to it. It means it'll be on TV. And you'll be home watching it with your family.
Yes.
So that's what's up. I'll have it on at some point because it'll be the 1 o'clock game and it's local for us. So, you know, I ain't cheering for Pittsburgh Steelers. So you ain't got to worry about that. So I'm just looking for more good things from the Browns and hoping that the Raiders don't embarrass themselves further in Kansas City next week. So we have a FanDuel league.
I'd bring it up on my phone, but we're recording on it.
I got it. That's because you are high technology, my friend. So this week, we only got to name the top three. We don't got to list everybody, as someone would say. He's going to come back and be like, fuck y'all. I ain't doing this show no more. Johnny Harmonic. One again. I was right behind him at one point. I had a whole player left, and I was only like a few points behind. Johnny Harmonic comes and wins, and then MI came and took my second place. I had my best finish in weeks because I actually looked up some things before I actually picked my lineup. And, Johnny Harmonic took it.
Then I was in fourth.
Yeah. And Eric was somewhere near the bottom.
You know what I did?
As was Gary.
What I did? I did something that I knew nobody was going to do, and I put both Hunt and Chubb in my lineup. But you got so fixated on that and that thought process that I didn't really take a chance to look at the rest, and I just kind of picked people. I was like, oh, that'll work. And
right.
I didn't do my research this week for the rest of it. So, and I was only a few points behind you.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, you were roughly 4 points behind me.
I mean, yeah, so.
Yeah, 5 points. Cleveland did great for me. I had Baker, I had Chubb, I had Landry, I had Beckham.
My mistake is I went with Cleveland's defense instead of going with like Landry or Beckham.
I went with the Broncos defense.
I was like, man, I should, but at the same time, I was like, I got both the running backs. There's no way I can. So
I got 4 points from the Broncos defense. So our updated standings, the moment that Anthony has been waiting on. Not top five scores, total scores, still in your lead is Anthony Summers.
Yay.
Followed closely by Monster. Okay, not that closely. No. Second place is Monster Long. I'm in third. I got it back from Gary. Take that, Gary. Ha-ha. Hopefully I'll see you next week and I'll be like, ha-ha, Gary. So that's where the standings are. You are comfortably ahead by about 90 points.
As long as I don't do anything stupid or miss a week, I'll be fine.
Yeah. So if you want to play FanDuel, the link's right down here in the description. You can join us. It's only $2. We have 6 slots. Normally we fill those slots. But if more interest comes in and like y'all are jumping in the YouTube comments or jumping on Twitter and commenting at us, because all those links are there too.
Yeah.
And you're like, yo, I can't get in the FanDuel league. I'd be like, yo, Anthony, why don't you open up another slot or two?
I'll open it up.
Exactly.
We did have up to 9 earlier in the year.
We were doing pretty good, but then a couple of people dropped out. But
yeah.
We play for $2. Top 2 take money, and you can win Eric Jordan's Browns on Our Blood Intercontinental Championship belt, which actually he's going to win it. But you can play for it, and then next season, if you start early enough, you could have a chance too. Just like that.
Yeah.
All right, man. So Browns on Our Blood is also brought to you, of course, by Monster Lung Sound Vision. Almost did my plug. That's a YouTube channel you're watching this on right now. Make sure you like, subscribe, and share all the videos. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Comments.
Comment. We love the comments.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Every one of y'all correcting me on Ogunjobi. That's probably the best. I'm not saying any more today. I'm sorry. It happens. I was in a heated moment. I was mad. I was mad that Rudolph wasn't getting his comeuppance, and he finally did a little bit. If you hit that bell, you'll never miss a notification from Monster Lung Sound Vision, any of the great content Eric uploads, and especially Browns in Our Blood. So make sure you're doing all that. And if you like your podcast in podcast format, if you like this show in podcast format,
and don't like looking at our mugs,
then go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com. All the shows are available in podcast format on your favorite podcast listening platform, hyphenpodcastgroup.com. All right, man.
And that's it.
See you next week. See you next week. Browns beat the Steelers. Raiders, get your head out of your behinds.
Hope everybody has a Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's the word. I forgot a word. Yeah, I was just saying Thanksgiving. Hope y'all have a Thanksgiving. Not a
happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thanks for watching Browns in Our Blood. Leave the comments. Eric will be active in there at least. So if you want to talk to him, he'll do his nice guy thing, and I'll come in and make some Steelers fans look upset at him like I did previously. Because they're like, oh, well, I'm like, did you see what Mason Rudolph did? So there's that. So that's Anthony Sellers.
And that's Kellen Conley.
And this is
Browns in Our Blood.
Look, I don't have much time, all right? So let me just say something real quick. My name is EG, and I am the host of 2 shows that are part of the Hyphen Podcast Group. The first show is called Catch the Show. It's a show where I talk about music-related news and pop culture, upcoming tours that you may want to catch shows of, and I tell you about a show that I call it, because it's the number one concert review podcast in the world, and I've reviewed shows from Beyonce to Kendrick Lamar to even the Backstreet Boys. So yeah, that's Catch the Show. The other show is called The Underground Monster. Slightly different kind of show, but still music-related. It's where I cover basically underground independent hip-hop, horrorcore, and the juggalo culture. So yeah, if you're interested in either one, go to hyphenpodcastgroup.com and or go to your favorite podcast platform and just search for them and hit that subscribe button, okay? Got that? Cool. Now let's get you back to the show you were originally listening to.
My daddy's podcast is called Hyphenation. It's the world's greatest podcast. Barack Obama proof. On Hyphenation, my daddy talks about all kinds of cool things. And sometimes I'm on the podcast too. Sometimes he has his friend Marcus on. Sometimes he stays up really late and he's tired the next day. But it's worth it. But he loves his podcast and I love his podcast. So I really want you to listen to Hyphenation so daddy doesn't get sad. He really doesn't get sad though because he has me. All right, please listen to Hyphenation. Thanks, y'all. I love the podcast, so please, please, please try to join. But if you know him.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and comment. This has been a Hyphen Podcast Network production.
They're the bestest. I'm getting paid at Exposure.